Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. All that are here and all that are coming in for the replay later, I simply welcome all of your frequencies and the essence of this beautiful presence from the full moon that's been here for the last few nights. And again, in this next few days, when we step into the Easter energies of a higher vibration, followed by the April eclipse. Yahweh and Jujujuklum, we're going to have our feet nicely anchored on the floor. For those of you who are here for the first time, I'm Nora Watson, spirit of a higher vibration, of infinite masters, of infinite energies, of a heightened consciousness that will bring you absolute peace and harmonic vibrations into your soul, into your hearts, into your minds. As I've been away out to the Pacific Coast, way out there in Victoria Island, all the way out there with the whales, and just masking in the ocean and the ocean floors, the templates of Gaia. And so I bring back this harmonic essence of peace from the so-below kingdoms of the ocean floors, of all those species, not just the whales, but all of the plant kingdoms and various other essences of beings. So I'm going to bring in a heightened frequency right now of the golden energy that I am feeling coming over me now. And then these emerald frequencies and sapphire frequencies that I was introduced to on a higher level from Gaia's kingdoms and elements, and from the amethyst diamond frequencies of her core heartbeat that my foot chakras tapped into while walking on the beach on the ocean floor over a week ago. Yeah, what a shadow, and the many spark-like beings and infinite elevated ones who kept moving around me into higher rings of infinite dimensions, building a higher vibration from the realms inside my hoop of oneness. It's far off in the etheric grid systems, yet a hoop of oneness around the entire planetary consciousness. As we gather right now, let us just listen to the new ringing sounds, the new harmonic convergence of many light beings. It's arriving around you now. in these invisible strands. And orbs of light in these emerald and sapphire frequencies that's moving around you. There are many, many new strands in the highest energies that I've tapped into while away for the last few weeks. And these higher strands of heightened energetic frequencies that I found are very healing to one's heartbeat and your inner minds, and that are all awakening to a divine frequency that has arrived for all souls to become awakened, or shall we say, resurrected of their soul-like memories of a true enlightenment. In Chudono, I have found a feeling of a highest golden peace and alignment into Gaia and all her kingdoms and elements that are of these emerald and sapphire and amethyst energies. It seems to be embracing all of the frequencies in our aura fields now to be of love, to be of gentleness, pouring into our heartbeats when we're settled into the stillness and gazing upon these elements around us and the other kingdoms. And your eyes are now amplifying and awakening to your own divine wisdom of your soul light vibration, of the love you have for yourself that is now being awakened also. And when you breathe in that love of your own self, your eyes will transmit vibrations of love onto all whom you meet and glance upon. When you have found your own golden divine essence of peace, and then you will soar into these heightened energy, wheels within wheels, the essences of realms of a higher consciousness that begin speaking to you, embracing you, connecting you to these kingdoms and elements when you're in the stillness. You will just feel this presence of a golden essence as you move into the stillness. And so as we prepare for this week, moving into April, a very sacred month, and we are ending with Easter, with a full moon, and stepping into an April eclipse, into a higher vibration of an essence of oneness, I want to just bring in the purification frequencies so that you can align into these frequencies of infinite peace that is arriving. It's beginning to wash, to purify, and to cleanse all aura fields to be a consciousness of purification. And for all your chakras to elevate and to become perfected into love, into light. And all your inner mind's eyes, your visionary minds, to start to see through crystal light vibrations from the realms beyond. this is already arriving in this infinite year of eight, in the first quarter of this year, ending in this third month. I'm just going to ask everyone now, wherever you are, to breathe in these infinite, intelligent purification frequencies into your inner minds. Begin washing all heart chakras, washing all wounded chakras, and cleansing and purifying inside of our chakra systems allows us to become perfected into alignment and balanced and anchored into the stillness of Gaia's kingdoms. They're waiting to communicate with us. Wadiya Dana, we are rebirthing a new vibration of purification. We are awakening clarity of the inner mind. We are opening our inner mind's eyes to perfection that we will see around us. And these sacred, pristine vessels of light that are in strands around us are aligning us and beginning to balance our human forms directly into Gaia's heartbeat of her kingdoms and elements that we've walked by. And as you connect into her kingdoms and elements that you see in front of you each day and even beside you now, of the winged, the four-legged beside you, I want you to listen now to the beyond of the cosmic beings, the galactic frequencies, the dimensional and interdimensional frequencies. It is arriving to fully cleanse and purify our consciousness fields, our grid systems around us. With your hands out, you can feel the formatting of crystallite intelligences that's balancing your quantum matrix fields. You have a sense of balancing your hearts and minds into this hoop of oneness that is in the unseen realms beyond, yet is projecting a silhouette of your soul, of who you are, from a far-off dimension, but housing a divine light frequency and vibrational heartbeat directly into your heart and mind. To honor the soul essence of who you are. Now listen to the stillness as you quietly align your mind into the harmonic frequency that you are breathing into your upper heart, to your inner mind's eye. elevating peacefully. In every breath you take, there's an integration of this blissful, peaceful light that is arriving within your body, within your spiritual soul being. You can feel your own shift in consciousness arriving of this multidimensional frequency of the fifth dimension that's catapulting you into this new reality consciousness. It's arrived on the spring equinox. It's arrived on the full moon. And it's pulsing this electromagnetic vibration that's elevating all consciousness fields now. And these energies of the full moon has been preparing us now for the upcoming Easter and eclipse equations that are going to allow our hearts and minds to begin feeling these heightened frequencies of the inter- and multidimensional frequencies of the unseen and unknown beings who I met, who quietly settled into the higher etheric grid systems in the realms, but projected solar waves down onto the ocean, and down into the solar chakras, and are ready to settle and activate all systems in the bodies to feel, to align and balance into your own light equations of your crystal holograms that I've been seeing in many aura fields of all who I know. And then the Edgenal, and I'm calling in now the higher infinite master who wishes to bring in a word of knowledge. I am here, child. I am here as infinite master of spiraling light equations, been projecting and synchronizing diamond holograms from the so below ocean floors while connecting all into the so above and beyond grid systems to blend into the harmonics of oneness on this entire Gaia vibrational consciousness. Many on the planet will quietly, subliminally shift into elevated levels of their own consciousness throughout this fourth month. Their own masters of light will beckon them to activate their solar light bodies within this fourth month arriving, when all the unseen, unknown beings from many dimensions of star systems will be fluttering and illuminating around them in this Merkaba infinite hoop of oneness known as the zero point. It transmits light into your upper minds and upper hearts. And all shall appear to be real in reality to those who have elevated into their higher conscious hearts and minds in the oneness to their mastery holographic fields that we are spiraling in light equations around all who are in awareness. The solar eclipse arriving is for your own soul activation of understanding that you are now to begin oscillating in harmony, in joy, and the bliss that all is reality consciousness around you, to purify you, to breathe in, and the stillness that is ringing in multiplicities of many dimensions, not just your galactic and intergalactic dimensions around you of this planetary consciousness, but beyond this universe. It is up to you to listen with your minds in awareness of all that is in your consciousness now is of a heightened reality, and that you would feel the essence that you are able to integrate within you. It is your higher soul's essence. Oh yes, sugar roll. Did you know your higher soul's essence is waiting to send you a projection of love to be transmitted within you, so that all activations that will be delivered to you during this Easter resurrection and eclipse of light equations of perfected harmonic frequencies will be adjusting your consciousness fields. You are ready. As an infinite master, I will begin adjusting all upper hearts to infuse a golden infinite eight symbol into the back of your heart that will begin moving inward and outward, back and forth, from the back of the heart to the front of the heart in an infinite eight momentous vibration of love. And feel that love. It is also transmitting light within your entire heart. And it is transmitting love and light into your mind. And so that you may transmit this infinite eight symbol of light and love onto every person who is breathing in these infinite master energies of oneness that is arriving on Easter and catapulting them into higher vibrations on April 8th, eclipsing energies. Breathe it in and feel the electromagnetic frequencies elevating you, aligning your hearts into your minds, your minds into your bodies. The electromagnetic frequencies that you hear are in Merkaba tones and vibrations. It is activating diamond frequencies into your solar chakras now. I did see Lemurian temples, Atlantean temples, in golden essences of infinite masters in those ocean floors. And they are here, awakening infinite intelligences into all hearts and minds. The full moon, housing a golden ratio formula of a 0 point frequency, shifting all souls' lifetimes that have been hidden in those ancient golden temples of Atlantean, Lemurian, Pleiadian energies, all to be awakened and elevated into oneness once more on this planet. The fifth dimension and beyond is here. The sacred fourth month of Easter energies and solar eclipse vibrations of infinite light is here. All to elevate your souls into the harmonic bliss of oneness and joy of all knowing, all trusting, and all being in the oneness of duality of a soul of light and a soul of a human consciousness form, transforming into an infinite soul light being. This magnetic field of oneness consciousness has been building inside all chakras of the body. There are 33 vessels of crystalline light intelligences that have been arriving to assist all who are ready this Easter eclipsing month to move into infinite mastery frequencies of crystalline fluidities of light inside your bodies. I have seen the 33 vehicles of light intelligent Merkaba vibrations assembling into the 144 crystal grid lines on this planet. And as the Merkaba vibrations bathe all of Gaia's sacred portals, pyramid temples and ley lines, the washing, the purging and cleansing of all those lowering lifetime consciousness grids will soon be heightened into waveforms of divine light consciousness. During the eclipse, energies of light equations. You may breathe in your own golden magnetic grid lines that are building around your bodies in this very now moment in waveforms of light. Projecting infinite grid systems of light intelligences into all golden magnetic grid lines, moving around all waveforms of light around all in this gathering. The soup of oneness. In the quietness and the stillness. Feel the oneness of peace. As you align your hearts and minds and bodies into these peaceful vibrations of a oneness of reality. Let your own mosaic patterns, sacred geometries, build around you and become creative of your visionary mind you are building a grid system of your own holographic field right now. All the frequencies are of divine light knowledge inside the grid systems around you. It is liquid light. Purifying and washing, cleansing and elevating. Old thought forms, old energies, old attachments, old programs, whisked away as your brainwave patterns, your heart rates, your energies of the body become divine light knowledge of infinite all frequencies inside you, outside you, infinite eight. Momentum in your heart, pulsing in and out, in and out. Love and light. Love and light. A heightened vibration is pulsing on the crown chakra to your inner mind's eye. To align you and direct you into your own cord of integration. To your own soul light vibration from the realms. It is realigning and connecting you back into oneness within your heart, within your inner soul body. What is the word? What is the word of knowledge I am hearing? In the beginning, there was a galaxy that was of an infinite dimension of crystal soul light consciousness waveforms that would elevate and oscillate onto one another in an infinite eight momentum onto one another of harmonic bliss and love. Did these waveforms oscillate in this galaxy? All strands of light intelligent consciousness were continually bathed and washed of lowering consciousness fields from one another's timelines, to be only aligned with one another in harmonic frequencies of heightened dimensional intelligences of infinite all light, infinite all love, joy, and peace. The light would illuminate their eyes so they would see only through their inner mind's eyes of mastery. They listened and danced in the light of their inner mind's eyes with many strands of light beings that were transmitting light intelligences by their soul light grid systems in every breath. There was an essence that would enhance and elevate all consciousness simultaneously into a light intelligence. A light-stranded master would arrive and deliver infinite light information. And it was delivered in intelligences of light, and then it would float away within seconds of a millisecond to the vibrations of tones, there would be synchronizing and harmonizing to your own master energies of light, whatever it is you know, and all would listen to their own frequency of intelligence as it arrived inside their bodies, inside their minds, knowing it was infinite light intelligence, infinite light knowledge, and absolute harmonic bliss. For the eternal, the human form is but a vessel that would house these infinite light intelligent frequencies of love. And so one would listen quietly and come to know by saying to oneself, I am not a body. I live in a body. I am infinite intelligence of multiplicities of unlimited fields of light in sparks as shimmering essences that is fueling this human soul with love. That is the reality. And your own awareness to the telepathic consciousness begins when your heightened knowledge of who you are that is being restored in the upper heart, where a hidden seedling of light is soon to be awakened and delivered to you by your master soul being. This is the time. Seedlings of light will begin shimmering within all who have been elevating and transitioning into their telepathic awareness in these past 2 years. You are all ready to shift into a stronger frequency of light and vibration of love of who you are, and to begin healing your own hearts, minds, and bodies through these crystalline frequencies of infinite light intelligences that is bathing this planet, barking on the ocean waveforms, dancing on the rock formations in a spray of the ocean waves, shimmering in the leaves of the trees and singing through the birds, the flowers, the essence of children moving around you. These are the strands of the light beings in a consciousness waveform that your minds are now beginning to flutter and incept and move into oneness of. Understanding the human mind and the elevation of the inner child's soul moving into a human light being is on its way in the next 2 years. This 2024 year of transcended frequencies of light is flowing into all human forms, especially on the heightened full moon and eclipse and solstice months, when you are all able to activate those hidden soul seedlings through this charge of electromagnetic vibrations that is nestling within your hearts and minds in this very moment, ready to be activated through Gaia's pulse of her inner heartbeat, out of the ocean floors, out of the rock formations, onto the skies and the elements of the etheric vibrational air formations. It is all in preparations for the new human light being to be in oneness by the year 2026. These vibrations of crystalline liquid light frequencies will begin to harmonize within you as you become fueled by the electromagnetic plasma that you are breathing in more and more each day. That is formatting the crystalline fluidity of light inside your entire conscious bodies. And I am in the infinite mastery, receiving these stranded energies, focusing on a higher mind intelligences, oscillating in the crystal seeds that have cracked open to infinite realities within my heart, within my mind. And many times when you're sitting in the stillness, work with your awareness of any energetic field that's moving beside you. I certainly did in my stillness. Align with it when it moves beside you. Tap onto it with your palm chakra, or you may feel the spark frequency on your fingertips. Accept it, bathe it. You may feel a warmth of love within your heart when the light enters into your inner mind's eyes, when you feel that concept of consciousness entering in, your body begins to feel a warm energy on top of your crown chakra. And then you want to be ready to receive and listen to your own soul vibration and feel the energy that begins moving within you, not just around you. Then you begin breathing it in to transmit and project the light energies inside your chakra body, inside any area of the body that you wish to have healed, and then out into your aura fields to transmit into the other kingdoms and elements around you.
You want it to go. You will just know. You want it to go.
You will just call out for more.
I want it to go.
And you will feel the difference of energies, and this is the first level of transitioning. By honoring these waveforms of light intelligences into your heart and mind and body, and you begin synchronizing your breathing pattern to your energetic brainwave patterns, to the harmonic love in your heart rate patterns. And as you breathe in and breathe out of an infinite essence, you are creating a hologram in your fields very subtly. And these infinite master waveforms begin building the web or matrix grid system around you. It all just appears. And soon you have your own infinite electromagnetic field of light intelligences fueling all the systems of your body, building, creating your aura fields to be oneness to all that is continually projecting and transmitting from the kingdoms and elements around you and from all that your chakras are transmitting and projecting as oneness. Wabada now. You just begin letting go of all those old energies in your bodies, all those lowering thought forms of your mind, as you continue to purify all of your thought forms and emotions into all now moments of that what is sacredly sitting beside you, waiting for your soul light connection to just be a master energy in oneness. These are the new energies of the heart and mind that are surfacing for all to connect and communicate onto in all now moments. Breathe it in. Hold. Listen. And breathe out slowly. Anchor the light in your body. Accept the love in your heart. And let go of any restrictive energies. Now feel the tingling on your hands. And the expanding energy of your aura field that is co-creating a holographic field of many, many grid systems that will empower you, embrace you, amplify your energies.
Oh yeah, that should know. And those that you, of you who are in the bliss of the root races of Gaia's plant kingdoms, you will feel the surge of light and love underneath your foot chakras. You will feel her heartbeat pulsing under your foot chakras, pulling out the lower frequencies to cleanse your body through your foot chakras, letting go. Transformation into transcending energies of infinite oneness beyond this galactic and cosmic vibrational fields, you will soar into universes of reality. And as the full moon energies have been preparing us for this Easter sacred alignment of a holiness to oneness, we will be amplified and purified for these next few days and for the next teaching and activation on April 8th, eclipse of infinite mastery once more. In the eternal, take each moment and bless the light that is emanating around you and the radiant love that is projecting upon you from the elements and from the kingdoms, and transmit that radiant love
onto one another.
What it had in the edge, it should have known, and they hear it all and receive
that inner knowing, inner trusting, that those hidden seedlings are no longer dormant in the upper heart, in the thymus. And those crystal codes in the obligata below the atlas are transmitting more than you know. And those grid systems of your ancient ones, of civilizations who know your foot chakras are emanating on Gaia's grid systems of timelines, is all collaborating. We are shifting, but we are refueling and amplifying in a purification vibration much greater than you know. It is taking that awareness of the stillness into the next level of connecting and communicating to that which you cannot see, but know and feel is assembling a network around you and dissolving old energies that need to be dismantled and have been transmuting for the past 2 years. Very slowly, but very significantly. Your own light ratios and the infinite eclipse equations that are arriving in these next 10 days will be your purification journey back into reality of a oneness consciousness within you.
Well, you should know, but did you know? We leave you now with this infinite vibration of harmonic bliss and peace that sows in the collaboration of all of the grid systems of all of our etheric timelines of mastery to be in all of our holograms of sacred geometric formulas. It is in the hoop of oneness around you, around this planet, beyond this planet. We're all 0-point hoops of oneness. Build in flowers of light, in essences of love. Yeah, on the other show, I have been connected. I have walked in the paths of the highest of the highest of the holiest of light. And I have filled the radiance of love into my heart from those sacred forests, from the sacred elements, and from the tectonic plates of Gaia below the ocean floors. And this renewing and rebirthing is here and now, building on this planet. And it is your time to breathe in the essence in every now moment. Breathe it in. And just know you are much brighter than you realize. And you are illuminating the light essence onto the other kingdoms and elements. And they are waiting for your next connection to communicate. That is all. What are you sure to know? Abahadana, we will gather once again. Eturno, or a word of knowledge and an activation on April 8th. Yorishna, the Kadenshuno, Okundo. Until then, you are in the sacredness of your own holiestness, frequency of oneness. Yorishna, and I will be gathering on my YouTube network. Be sure to connect to my Instagram for further informations, and on my YouTube channel, Nora Walks in Spirit, where I will be delivering a message on Easter and other messages as they flow through. You are in divine light and love now, and that is sacredly transmitting around me, onto you, around all kingdoms. We are in oneness. Thank you for joining me tonight from this realm that I have been oscillating in since returning home from the ocean floors on the West Coast with the whales and the sacredness of the magical forests. Blessings until then. Happy Easter, and get ready for the eclipsing equations of light that are coming in on April 8th. Have a lovely evening or day. A replay shall be sent to you through this Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.